Hold it now.
This morning from my Washington, D.C. studios. Good morning, Roland Martin.
Hey, folks, finally back home. A lot to travel, but back on the road today to New York, so we'll be chatting there tomorrow. Speaking of being on the road, President Barack Obama will be in New Orleans tomorrow speaking to the National Urban League Conference. And joining us right now is Mark Morial, CEO of the National Urban League. Mark, good morning.
Hey, Roland.
First off, sir, we'll deal with the issue of voting, but I want to ask you this question. The president, he spoke to the NAACP in 09, Urban League in 10, Al Sharpton's National Action Network in 11, and now the Urban League this year. What do you want him to say that is specific to the black community when he speaks to your group tomorrow and the nation tomorrow?
Well, we want him to talk about jobs and the economy, no doubt, but we also, I think it's important for the president to talk and remind people about the work he's done since taking office in January of 2009. I think a strong promotion and really defense of his record is in order, as well as talking to us about his plans, his efforts for the economy in his second term. And secondly, I think, Roland, those of us in the civil rights community have long talked about civil rights enforcement. Enforcement of the laws at the Justice Department, the EEOC, these kinds of things. And I think people would like to hear, and I think the president's administration and the attorney general have done a credible and admirable job in stepping up enforcement of civil rights. So I think there are a handful of things that we'd like the president to talk about, and we're just honored that he will be here in New Orleans for the Urban League Conference.
You spoke of the issue of civil rights. Of course, voter suppression has been a critical issue. Of course, we are being diligent with 1-866-MY-VOTE-1. And so what is going to be the Urban League's effort when it comes to getting people not just, hey, get out to vote, but understanding how these voter suppression laws could impact their access to the ballot come November?
We are going to step up our Occupy the Vote campaign that we announced back in the spring. And central to that Occupy the Vote campaign is the 1-866-MY-VOTE-1 hotline that we're proud to be partnering with the Tom Joyner team and the NAACP on. And we're going to promote that hotline aggressively online through grassroots advocacy in an effort to try to encourage people to register to vote if they're not registered to vote. The second thing we're going to be doing is we will resist with other partners in the community, these voter ID laws. But we're also going to tell people that we have to be prepared should we not be successful in stopping these laws from taking effect in every state to help people know and understand and help people get the IDs that they need so that they're able to vote. I think those that have promoted these laws are modern-day James Crows. They are utilizing the law in an effort to try to make it more difficult for people to vote. It's a new age poll tax, new age literacy test. We cannot be deterred and we cannot be stopped. So the Urban League will step up and accelerate our Occupy the Vote campaign here in New Orleans.
Mark, one of the issues that I've made to folks understand how this election is important, that this election is not just about President Obama. Trying to get people to understand is bottom up. DAs, judges, state reps, state senate. Many of these voter suppression laws were passed because the 16 state houses flipped or went to total GOP hands in 2010. So people need to understand that every aspect of political office affects their life in a unique way. So they can't just somehow think that November is just about the top of the ticket.
You've said that a number of times, Roland, and I applaud you because, you know, I served as the mayor of New Orleans. I served in the state legislature in Louisiana, and record voter turnout elected me in 1994 and 1998 here in New Orleans. There is no doubt that if for many people's lives, who the mayor is, who the city council is, who the county commission is, who the local judges are, who the state legislators are, that directly affects their lives in a very significant way. So we've got to talk about, you're right, voting the whole ticket from top all the way to the bottom. And we have got to understand that voting cannot be some sort of sometime thing. It's got to be an all-the-time thing.
All right, then. Again, National Urban League, look for the president to speak tomorrow, and that Occupy the Vote initiative, also tied in with 1-866-MY-VOTE-1. Mark Morial, we certainly appreciate it, man. Thanks a bunch.
Hey, 1-866-MY-VOTE-1.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Occupy the Vote.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.